From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, the new migrant community, aging Americans looking for work.
But first to the fighting in Gaza, which continues today with a UN agency calling a strike against a primary school for girls that killed at least 15, a source of universal shame. The school had been turned into a shelter for Gazans forced to flee their homes, and the UN is blaming Israel for the strike. Sudarshan Raghavan of The Washington Post is in Gaza. He joins us via Skype. Sudarshan, welcome.
Glad to be with you, Jeremy.
Well, you visited this UN-run school that was struck this morning. What did you see?
It was quite devastated. One of the classrooms where about 50 people were sleeping in is completely, the roof is completely ripped apart. It's in rubble. The outside gate was also hit. And there's a couple other shells who hit the school in other areas. But the main destruction was in this classroom. When I got there, there were actually two young boys picking up pieces of body, pieces of flesh to put in a plastic bag in order to get to take it and have it buried. So it was a pretty grim sight.
What else are you seeing today in Gaza? We know that the primary electric plant there was also hit.
That's correct. I visited the plant yesterday, and it was just huge plumes of smoke, fire, just coming out of the fuel tank. Today, the impact, well, there's been no electricity in Gaza City, really no water either. People who are lucky enough to have generators have also struggled to find fuel. It's gotten more expensive. I visited a hospital, actually the very hospital where many of the victims from the school were brought to. Their generators are working full time now. And the concern is the generators are going to get worn out eventually soon, and that could cause humanitarian obstacles in the future.
How are Israeli officials justifying some of these strikes? Obviously, some of them are on targets that they were going after, but clearly some of these things that are being hit in Gaza were not places that Israel had any real motivation to hit.
No, exactly. I mean, the Israelis have been giving different reasons. In this particular attack, one spokeswoman claimed that the Israeli soldiers were fighting Hamas militants and were firing from the direction of the school, and the Israelis fired back. So that could be one explanation. A couple of days ago, the Israelis put out a video showing a mortar, Israeli mortar, hitting an empty schoolyard, offering that as proof that they did not attack another UN facility, UN school that killed 16 people a few days ago. It's basically a tit-for-tat verbal assault that's been happening so far in the past few days.
How are people in Gaza who have not been hit in these attacks getting by with their normal lives, water, food, even bathrooms? How are people coping?
Very difficult, especially now that the power plant is gone. I mean, you've got people trying to fetch water from like water tanks that are still have some water. You've got others, trying to, I mean, just basically living in darkness at night. I think the big concern amongst the health officials in Gaza now is that as long as the electricity keeps out and they can't fix it, they're worried about the sewage treatment plants.
And what about the support for Hamas in Gaza? Israel has said that one of its goals here is to diminish support for Hamas, to remove the legitimacy of Hamas. There are people rallying around Hamas. Are they backing away? How are Palestinians feeling?
There's certainly a cross of people who are fed up by both sides. But at the same time, it's hard to find anyone who is critical of Hamas. Most people I've interviewed have said that they believe in the Hamas, which they refer to as the Palestinian resistance. They don't want a ceasefire unless all Palestinian demands are met. There's a good amount of support still for Hamas, and with each with each attack, especially on schools, especially on power plants and other infrastructure, for example, a lot of factories have been hit, a number of mosques have been hit. My sense is that it's rather than pushing Palestinians against Hamas, it's actually giving Hamas more support. People seem to be seeing these attacks as even more reason why their demands need to be met.
That's Sudarshan Raghavan of The Washington Post joining us from Gaza. Sudarshan, thank you so much.
My pleasure.